You might have heard them perform at the farmer's market in Bloomington, Indiana. Or perhaps at your Sunday church service. Or maybe at the Pride Film Festival or as part of World AIDS Day. Well, that's the Quarryland Men's Chorus for you, making a point of getting out in the community and singing for as many different people as they can. One place I was told you're sure to find them is at their weekly rehearsals on Tuesday evenings at the First United Church. But finding them in this large building is proving to be a trick. There's meeting room after meeting room after meeting room, all full of different groups of people, none of them singing. I guess I just gotta keep looking, ears open.
My name is Barry McGee, and I'm the artistic director for Quarryland Men's Chorus.
Okay, everybody, before we sing through the whole thing, there's a couple of things I want to hear.
While we want to try to really do the best we can musically, there's also some underlying other kind of reasons for us to be together. And so that really helps us in choosing the music we choose to do, regardless of where we're performing, whether that's for a church service, or that's for our own concerts, or that's the Pride Film Festival, or the farmers market. Mm-hmm. In some ways, you know, we're kind of cultural warriors out there really to change people's thoughts, misconceptions, ideas about who are gay men.
Let's talk about the diversity of the group. You have older community members, you have young students from campus, you have gay men, you have straight men, and there's even a woman in the picture on your website.
Yes. I think the diversity is what really makes us so strong. At any one given time, we've had men in their 80s to young men. I think the youngest one we've ever had was 18. Then we also have folks who identify as gay. Some of those are partnered, and everybody knows that they're partnered and with other partners. And we've had some who've come to sing with us, and their very first concert with us is the first time that they've really stepped forward and told the world, I'm gay. There's also the diversity then, obviously, then of having allies. I mean, we have straight men who are singing with us, who come to us not just because it's good music, but because that they really want to be supportive. It's somewhat of a therapy group for us as well, because we're coming together and we share some common experiences, either coming out as a gay man, such as myself, or as a straight ally coming out, because it's also difficult for straight men, I think in particular, to come out to other straight men to say, I'm supportive of gay men and I'm so supportive of them that I'm willing to stand up here on stage with them and perform with them.
And of everything, let's try that.
A year ago, we did a program that was really focused on AIDS and AIDS awareness. I mean, it was hard for us to get through some of the rehearsals. I remember one of the pieces we sang, Jonathan Wesley Oliver Jr., we couldn't even get through the first rehearsal without everybody crying. So we had to stop, regroup, talk a little bit about that. And the same was true for the audience. When we actually performed the piece, they could just really feel this much deeper connection to the music. But we also do other pieces like, you know, There'll Be No Bad Hair Days in Heaven, that just really gets audiences kind of laughing and involved. oftentimes, even though, you know, they may or may not join our chorus, from different experiences such as the farmer's market, we'll get, you know, a random email from somebody who said, you know, I'm not out to anybody else, but I noticed you there, and I stopped, and it made a difference in my life.
Don't be rattled by names, by taunts, by games.
It makes a difference when a straight person sees us, and people, you know, they first realize we're a gay men's chorus, and I think that oftentimes that begins to melt away, and they just enjoy the music. And then at the end of that, I think there's some residual effect. They may still not yet understand, well, what does it mean to be gay, and I don't know what I think about that, and I don't know if I accept gay people or not, but it seems like they're okay people.
Barry McGee, music director of the Quarryland Men's Chorus. Find out more about joining them or supporting them on their website, quarryland.org.